Oh, I know what you mean.
What is typically different the second time you face a team? Do you often see coverages that are a lot different, or do you sense that teams try to do the same thing?
Honestly, you usually get teams to kind of stay similar depending on the outcome of the game. Washington been playing pretty good lately too, so we're just excited to get the opportunity to get a second round at them and play again, coming home, things like that. So that first game, I think a lot was riding on that Monday night game. First game of the year, a lot of excitement, a lot of energy goes into that. So I'm interested to see how they'll come out and play us.
One thing Pat spoke about today was after the catch, the yards you're gaining there. Mm-hmm. Are there more patterns this year for you to run after the catch on than in the past?
I mean, I'm just taking advantage of my opportunities. I think, they're putting me in a great position to go out there and, just utilize my speed and my ability. So whatever that comes with, taking my opportunities and doing the most and making the most out of them. That's what I try to intend to do.
You mentioned after the game about the crazy streak at home, and this you got to break it this week. What do you guys need to do to make that happen? What do you want from the fans?
It's just one of the things where we have a nasty trend going at home. So whatever we need to do to kind of fix that, all support, everybody in the stands, just really encouraging, instead of the opposite. So that's really more of what I meant by it, and just trying to get that energy to be on our side and not feel like it's against us sometimes. But I think accordingly, everybody has to do a good job of coming together and playing a team like I think we've been doing, all phases, offense, defense, and special teams. So the past couple of weeks we've been able to do that. Defense has been playing great. We're able to come out there and, help them. So as long as we continue to do that, only thing, we just got to do it at home. So, Chip Kelly challenged us after the game. To have a great week of practice and come out there and do what we need to do so we can get a win in front of our home crowd. We deserve it, they deserve it. So that's, all we can really say about that. So hopefully we can get it done.
Deshaun, not the talk shows dictate what goes on in this town.
Mm-hmm.
But they've been critical of you for talking about the booing of fans.
Mm-hmm.
You explain, you're not blaming them, right?
I think it
helps you?
Yeah, never blaming. That's not what I meant when I said it. I just expressed it going into a game sometimes, with 3 minutes into a game when you hear boos and things like that. So that's kind of, crazy to hear, especially when you're at home. So you never blame that for the reason why you're losing, because we're professional athletes. We got a job to go out there and win a game. So within our locker room, there's no game where we feel – we don't have a shot at winning a game. Just to say that energy and, just helps us kind of get going when we feel we already have to be the opponent. Now we trying to fight our fans and do things like that. So it's just that energy to help us go out there and have the support to win, regardless, drop a pass or an interception, delay a game, penalty, whatever it is. It's like we need them on our side, not against us. So that's kind of what more I meant of it. Can't blame nobody else but ourselves for losing the game, though. So as long as we're able to, like I say, just have that energy to help us go out there and win, that's what we need.
Would you admit, though, that there is a cause and effect to the booing? That if you're not playing well, then that's sort of...
I think for myself, I understand it. Being here 6 years, I can understand where the frustration comes from and why our fans are the way they are. But to the younger guys, I don't think, they really understand the ins and outs of why it is we're getting booed and the frustration where it's coming from. So, I take the boo and let them boo me. Don't boo the younger guys. But it's just something we can sense, we can feel it. Myself, like I say, being here in the past and, just hearing what's going on, what's being said and things like that, that definitely doesn't help. But it's not to make it out to be anything to blame it on, our fans or nothing, because at the end of the day, they support us and they do a good job of that. So, to clarify that, it's just we do hear it, and we're out there trying to do everything we can to win games. So we just need the support to, in regards if we're doing good or doing bad, just to support us. That's basically what I meant.
Earlier this year, I think back 8 months ago or so, or maybe even way farther back than that, when a player hears that he needs to fit into a new kind of system,
mm-hmm.
Regardless of what that is, just the change. It comes about with that. I guess how jarring is that, or how uncomfortable is it just in those very early stages?
You intend to go out there and as a you know, professional athlete, do everything you need to do to, you know, switch your game up or, you know, buy into a new system or learn and do everything you need to do to, you know, help the team. And at the end of the day, that's all it's for. I think, you know, Chip Kelly getting a position to come in here was to just kind of turn around the whole atmosphere here in this building. You know, so far so good. I think everybody's bought in. You know, everybody's doing what he's asking us to do. And since day one, it's been an ongoing challenging, you know, process. But I think the guys here, we all believed in it. And we love the offense as well, too. It's not like it's anything us being forced to do. We seen how bright it could be for everybody's future here and, you know, just the team. So that's more of what it was as a, you know, team success myself. You know, whatever it is I was being asked to do, regards deep threat, you know, underneath the middle, short routes, whatever it is, you know, I'm happy to do it. And I just really, you know, kind of want to spark my team and just teammates as well, just going out there bringing energy and, you know, getting the big plays, doing the things I've been doing since I've been here. So, you know, whatever it is they ask me to do, that's what I'm here for.
How long did it take for you to get used to whatever new challenges there were? I mean, was it weeks? Mm-hmm. Was it months? Is it still happening?
You know, it was an ongoing process. You know, we've been at this since, you know, April now. So, probably say a couple months, a month or two. But then, you know, we had training camp and the whole nine to get through the offense. I could admit at first it was kind of tough and challenging the plays because, you know, it was like we being called both ways, depending if you're an X receiver or Z receiver. And, you know, in the past, I've always been a Z receiver, so I just really had to know one route and go from there. But now it's like, depending if it's left, right call, I could be the X receiver, I could be the Z receiver. So I had to kind of, you know, learn the whole offense. So
the pace you're on have career numbers in almost each category. What numbers did you think you'd have going into the year? And I'm sure you heard Chip's offense in the past didn't really have a number one receiver, but statistically now it's you.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, man, I don't really try to get too caught up as far as the numbers. You know, I'm just going out there having the best year I could do. Like I say, helping my team win and be successful. So whatever that comes with, I guess, you know, I could be happy and proud to say that that's me now. But we just got to win games. That's all it really comes down to, regardless of the year, you know, I'm having. I just want to contribute on helping, you know, make big plays and win. So that's really awesome, my focus.
Deshaun, how different is the offense now compared to early in the season, or do you feel like you guys are doing the same things every week and just executing differently?
Well, I think, you know, it's been pretty similar to early in the season. I think we stuck to what we, you know, like to do. You know, some teams challenge us better, you know, than other teams. But, you know, one thing I can say about Chip is, you know, he's not into really switching up too many things. You know, he feels very confident and comfortable with the system and, you know, what we're able to do out there. Like at times, like I say, teams do a good job of challenging us, but, you know, just sticking with it, you know, getting them same opportunities and just knowing, you know, maybe one time they might guard us or they might be on our play, but as long as we're able to keep grinding on it and sticking with what we know to do, you know, eventually it's going to open up.
This time last year, things were pretty miserable around here. I mean, mm-hmm. Now you look at tied for first place. How good does it feel to be back in the conversation? Playoffs are a distinct possibility. I mean,
last year obviously was a tough year, you know, for everybody in this building. For it to be a year turnaround, you can see what a year difference does. So, you know, it just credits everybody, you know, in this building, believing in one another, coming to work and, you know, just really working hard on a daily basis. It's a lot of new things that's going on this year that Chip's coming in and asking us to do. So, you know, you could credit that. It's a lot of different things you can credit, but, you know, it's just like we're all on one pace and, you know, we have a job to do, which is come in here and give it your best effort every day, week in and week out. And, you know, he's doing a good job of keeping us on task to just worry about the next game. Early on the season, it was tough. We, you know, it was 1-3. Everybody probably thought we wouldn't be able to make it to where we're at now. So I think everybody's believed in one another and believed in ourselves and our system to say, you know, it might be some games where, you know, it might get tough, but as long as we're able to still keep going and stick with each other, then we'll be all right.
What do you think about Brad Smith and what do you know about him? And potentially, how quickly can he get integrated into the offense?
As far as Brad Smith, you know, he's been in this league, I think, seven years, whatever the case may be. You know, as far as what I know, he's been a return specialist, you know, like a wildcat quarterback. You know, he can play all four phases, special teams. So, I mean, as far as personally, I don't really know him personally, but, you know, as far as what I've known about him, you know, in between the white lines, he's done a great job. And, you know, hopefully he could bring it to our team and contribute as well, too. So, you know, we welcome him in at practice today. You know, so we'll see what his role will be come Sunday.
I wanted to ask you about showmanship. Mm-hmm. That ball that popped up and ended up in your hands for the touchdown Sunday, mm-hmm. would not have occurred to me in that situation to walk into the end zone backwards. Mm-hmm. Did you make a conscious decision to do that?
Hey, man, you know, I just love to play this game. However it comes out to be, that's what it is. You know, I feel like I'm an entertainer at this sport I am. And as you know, throughout my career, I've done some crazy things. So I just like to bring the entertainment to the fans. You know, they pay their hard-earned money to come to the games and watch it. So I just want to give them a little extra to watch.